1. Nathan Stone stared at his reflection in the mirror. He gazed long and hard at the strange new face. Higher cheekbones, brown eyes instead of blue, nose narrower, face less lined. He didn't recognize the man staring back at him. Would his sister even recognize him? A knock at his door snapped him out of his reverie. Two men in navy blue jumpsuits walked in and motioned for him to join them. They escorted him down a series of corridors to a windowless room. Inside, a man was sitting behind a polished table, a pile of papers in front of him. Nathan noticed a mirror on the wall behind the man. A one-way mirror. Cameras in all four corners of the room. A huge plasma screen on the wall opposite the man. The man gestured for Nathan to sit down in the seat across from him. Stone complied, and the two escorts left the room, locking the door behind them. The man smiled, reached into his jacket pocket, and leaned over to hand Nathan a packet of Winstons with a Zippo lighter. "Go right ahead," he said. Stone tapped out a cigarette, lit up, and watched the blue smoke spiral to the AC unit on the ceiling. The man leaned back in his seat. "Good morning, Nathan." His accent sounded Midwestern, educated. "How are you feeling today?" Stone dragged heavily on the cigarette. "Do I know you?" "No, but I know all about you. Does that surprise you?" "Who are you?" "I'm a doctor." "No shit." "I'm a psychologist." Stone said nothing and took another hard drag on the cigarette. "Are you comfortable here?" "What do you mean, comfortable?" "I mean, is there anything we can get you?" "I'm good." The man nodded. "Do you want to talk about anything?" Stone dragged on his cigarette and shrugged. The man was quiet for a few moments. "Nathan, do you know where you are and why you're here?" Stone shook his head. "I've just been looking at your medical notes and history since you've been with us, and flashbacks are a recurrent theme." Stone stared at the man. His voice seemed familiar. "Do you want to talk about that?" "Not really." "I think it'd be very helpful." "I'd like to talk about why I'm being kept here." The man sighed. "We're looking after you, Nathan, keeping you safe. We only want what's best for you. Do you believe me when I say that?" Stone said nothing. "I've been watching your progress, and I like what I see. The physical assessments are first rate. You're in very good shape. We just need to work on your flashbacks." Stone wondered what the man was getting at. The man glanced at his notes and leaned forward, hands clasped. His gaze didn't waver. "Would it surprise you if I said I know everything there is to know about Nathan Stone?"